McAllen Way's safety, compliance, and renewal for Entertainment District. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. The City of McAllen convened a stakeholder meeting on September 22, 2025, at City Hall's Commission Chambers to address safety, code compliance, and revitalization in the Entertainment Cultural Overlay District, ECOD. The meeting followed an incident earlier this month in which a suspect attacked a female police officer in the district, raising concerns about public safety and enforcement. Mayor Javier Villalobos opened the session by thanking business and property owners, stressing that, the city of McAllen is not your enemy. We're your friends. We want you to succeed. He noted the downtown area's age and infrastructure challenges, adding, think about how old that wood is, how dry that wood is, how fast it can catch fire. That's why we've got to make sure that whatever is built, whatever's remodeled, has to comply with current rules and regulations. Commissioners Rudy Castillo and Rolando Rios were also in attendance, signaling the City Commission's support for revitalizing the area. City Manager Isaac Tawil facilitated the discussion and emphasized the purpose of the gathering. We want to partner with you for your success. This is an opportunity for you to engage with this group of people in a very public setting, all at the same time, to hopefully answer some questions and maybe address some issues that we haven't thought of, Tawil said. He added that enforcement across the city must be consistent and equitable, and stressed the importance of transparency. Tawil introduced department heads who will work directly with landowners and operators, including Deputy City Manager Michelle Rivera, Chief Building Official Norma Yaddo, Code Enforcement Director Nancy Trevino, Planning and Zoning Director Omar Sotelo, Fire Chief Juan Gloria, and Fire Marshal Cesar Cardenas. These are key contacts to assist you in making sure that this area is successful, Tawil explained. Building safety and inspections were among the central themes of the meeting. Norma Yaddo reminded property owners that the ECOD is located within the city's fire district, requiring non-combustible or fire-retardant materials for remodeling. If you're proposing to do any remodeling or repair in that area, the construction material needs to be non-combustible. It cannot be plain wood, Yaddo said. She also explained that certificates of occupancy require inspections to ensure that occupancy loads and fire safety standards are met. The discussion highlighted the fact that many of the buildings in the district are decades old and in need of proper inspection. Stakeholders expressed concerns about communication lapses and requested more explicit guidance on compliance. Some urged the city to consider annual inspections as part of the special use permit process for establishments in the ECOD. The incident that sparked the meeting highlighted the urgency of these conversations. Tawil described it as one of probably 100 incidents in the area that required greater attention, while stressing that the city's response was not limited to policing but also focused on enforcement, compliance, and collaboration with property owners. Tawil concluded the meeting by calling for an ongoing partnership. More needs to be done by the city. But the flip side, and every coin has a flip side, is that more needs to be done by those landowners as well, he said. He committed to forming a working group of owners and operators to meet regularly with city staff and to provide continued updates on safety, compliance, and revitalization efforts. The meeting marked a significant step in rebuilding trust between city leadership and stakeholders while addressing the safety and long-term sustainability of McAllen's entertainment district. See related stories. McAllen revokes permits for bars over underage drinking safeguard violations, continuing challenges in the ECOD. McAllen cuts power to unsafe establishments, first name email.